Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hello, this is Nat Johnson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
All aboard! The Night Train!
Sunday night at 9 PM, it's the Night Train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll.
Latin scorchers. Scratchy 78s.
Deep gospel, Delta blues.
Heavyweight dubs. Psychedelic nuggets. And a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 PM here on Sheffield Live.
You're listening to Sheffield Dawn on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. And I get that fever feeling when Sheffield Live is on the air. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
This is Sheffield Live.
All ages, all genders, all sexualities, all ethnicities, all abilities, all communities, all together. Be our guest at Diversity Fest. Yes!
Diversity Fest Radio, every Thursday, 3 till 4 PM, on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and at sheffieldlive.org.
Thank you.
Yep, Sheffield, it is I, the Trev. Don't worry, they're only sound effects. No one really invaded the studio from a different planet or set a bomb off. It is all make-believe. And guess what? Diversity. It's still our superpower. Hooray! No silly orange stuff can stop us. Okay, I'm broadcasting live right now. Ooh, echoey headphones. From the launch cupboard at Sheffield Live Towers. Yes, resist. How can you? How are you diddling out there? Are you enjoying the pouring rain? It did stop for about 20 minutes in Sheffield, but it started again. We love rain. Discuss. Would you prefer it if it rains all the time? Or just most of the time? Answers on a postcard to the usual places. Alternatively, send me an email, dhtgohj@yahoo.co.uk, or any of the other ones that I've given out. Or better still, text me, 07902642755. And if you really have to, use that fash burp rubbish. I don't look at it very often because it's been infiltrated by fascists. Possibly. Allegedly. Wonder how long till I get taken off of it again. Don't care, it's rubbish anyway. This week we have another three great tracks from our latest end of year chart. Plus, oh yeah, this is exciting. A brand new release from one of our very, 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 very favourite bands, Cobalt Tales. That's coming later. And part three of our celebration of LGBT History Month. Hooray! Nothing can stop us now. We're still here, we're still queer, and we're still fed up with orange gits. Right, and we're going to kick the fascists out too. Enjoy. What else we got? Don't know. Oh yeah, I haven't told you what I just played. That very long, noisy tune I just played. Wonderful, wasn't it? That was called... Oh, hang on, it's got a really long title. I Looked and I Looked, But I Didn't See God by Dead Cosmonauts. It was number 22. In our latest random and unscientific end of year chart, rock out or what? I bet Keith liked that one. He likes a good rock out, does Keith?
Hello, I'm Colin Pofo from Sheffield Bands, The Generals and Earth Tales. You're listening to Diversity Fest Radio on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, presented by Trevor Tomlin, Thursdays between 3 and 4 pm. Why don't you give it a go?
Yes!
Thank you.
Groovy or what? hang on, let's just turn those down a bit. Oh, thank you. You just heard Stuck. Stuck by Sound Manifesto, which was number 23 in our random unscientific chart. You know, that thing I keep banging on about. Right. Ooh. Progtastic. Progtastic incoming.
Hi, it's Nick Robinson, looping guitarist. I always tune into Diversity Fest Radio, who work hard to promote Sheffield music. Listen in every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. or online at sheffieldlive.org.
Yeah.
Progtastic. Ooh, can you hear me? Progtastic. Wow, that was groovy, wasn't it? I hope you were swaying, had your hands in the air and doing sort of plane landing movements. I don't know what it's called, semaphore or something. Wow. You heard Waters Rising by Hayes, which was number 24 in our end of year chart. That thing I keep wittering on about. Yeah. Right, so that's your three from last year's chart. So now we celebrate LGBT History Month again. So lots of lovely queer people and their friends coming up. Before that, I've got a new track from Cobalt Tales. I'm going to play that. But I have to tell you, during that long progtastic track, the Sheffield Live website blew up and has disappeared. But hopefully it will come back. I'm sure it's got nothing to do with me criticising Donald Trump. Make your own mind up. Yeah. Oh, look, Cobalt Tales, new track. Pay attention at the back. This is pretty groovy. This is amazing. Listen, pay attention.
You can find out more about Diversity Fest by visiting our website at diversityfest.wordpress.com, where you can leave a message on the contact page.
Where are the witches of Pendle Hill? Do they hide in the earth? Do they ride on the wind? Are they hidden in hedges or down by the pool? Or are they waiting in line by the docking stool? How many babes have they birthed and bathed? How many sick children kept from the grave? How many bones have they tended and set? This Lancashire land is wild yet. Thrice to thine and thrice to mine and thrice again to make up nine. 9 years old, too young to tell. 9 to hang on Gallows Hill. Thrice to thine and thrice to mine and thrice again to make up nine. 9 years old, too young to tell. 9 to hang on Gallows Hill. Ooh. Feed the cold fire, let it burn through the night. Temper hot fever while dark turns to light. Ease ramblings and nightmares, keep demons at bay. Pray o'er old souls as they pass on their way. Thrice to thine and thrice to mine and thrice again to make up nine. 9 years old, too young to tell. 9 to hang on Gallows Hill. Thrice to thine and thrice to mine and thrice again to make up nine. 9 years old, too young to tell. 9 to hang on Gallows Hill. Ooh. If your body's in tatters, your self-respect torn. If your daughter's not eaten since yesterday morn, who might you castigate? Who might you blame? Down in the village, they're whispering your name. Whispering. Punish them, torture them, burn off their hair. Only half human, so wild in attire. Healer or herb doctor, woman or witch. Is she good? Is she evil? Do you know which is which? Give me a wind till the hurly burly's done.
give me a win. See, grey Malkin comes, give me a win. Let me fly this blasted heath, give me a win. I'll do, I'll do, I'll do. Thrice to thine and thrice to mine, and thrice again to make up nine. 9 years old, too young to tell, nine to hang on Gallows Hill. Thrice to thine and thrice to mine, and thrice again to make up nine. 9 years old, too young to tell, nine to hang on Gallows Hill. Thrice to thine and thrice to mine, and thrice again to make up nine. 9 years old, too young to tell, nine to hang on Gallows Hill. Thrice to thine and thrice to mine, and thrice again to make up nine. 9 years old, too young to tell, nine to hang on gallows. Where are the witches of Pendle Hill? Do they hide in the earth? Do they ride on the wind? Are they hidden in hedges or down by the pool? Or are they waiting in line by the ducking stool?
Wow! That was amazing. Your lucky ears, yeah, both of them, just heard The Pendle Witches by Cobalt Tales, which came out literally a few days ago. In fact, I got it last Thursday, about a couple of hours before the show, but I'd already prepped it and I was already on my way into town, so I couldn't quite get it into last week's show. But hey, I got it into this week's show. Amazing. Not enough songs about witches on the radio. So go on, everybody go and write a song about witches. I think two or three bands that already have one. Hey, come on, everybody go and write a song about witches and we can have an entire show about witches. But only if you can be asked. Which you probably can't. Right, okay, back to LGBT History Month. Right, get your dancing shoes on.
Visit sheffieldlive.org. to listen again and download the podcast.
Pick me out of the clouds and fly me to the moon. I packed up, I turned around, we hope to come back soon. Those eyes of yours got time for me, I got time for you. So when I hit the ground,
I'll be yours and you'll be mine. Oh, I could choose a reason.
Enough of that. What a lovely pair of tracks and some very silly sound effects. Ooh. Yeah, first up you heard Moon Pie by Harry Larkin. Wonderful. And then Heard It All Before by Kezia and the Kings. Amazing. Should we have another double? Because I really just can't be asked this week.
I'm not wasting my time. sunlight shone outside the railway station barrier, the tail end of spring pervading a wall of grey. Commuters stood on platform 3. Some read a book, a newspaper, fiddled with fans. She strolled on, memories of so many drunken arguments, but she could tell it would be over soon with inevitable rebounds, one-night stands and moving on. Replaying last night's fight with the man, she absent-mindedly touched the scar on her forearm. Breaking the reverie, her gaze fell on the girl at the opposite platform, sipping a latte, her brunette hair cascading down shoulders and onto a red blouse, chocolate and strawberries, attitude contrasting innocence. With a suggestive yet ambivalent look, the girl stared into the middle distance, suddenly focused, and their eyes met. Indulging herself in the moment, her mind wandered. Wednesday, hurrying down the station steps into the blackness. Another fight the previous evening and the man had left, packing a bag and speeding away in his car. She wondered if the girl on platform 4 would be there again, picturing the reaction as they bumped into each other, anticipation fueling a spring in her step. And just as she hoped, the girl stood waiting for her train. My God, she was beautiful. Her body language articulate, intelligent, physically attractive, deflecting culpability. She could imagine the girl might work in media. The streetwise attitude on the hips, the kitten flick of her eyeliner, the sharp suit. Was it her imagination? Or did the girl smile slightly when their eyes met once more? Been alone and sober, the first time in months, a clear head fueling bravado. Ignoring her own ride home, she descended the stairs to platform 4, hoping to see the girl. Maybe she could approach her, strike up a conversation. Was she there? She angled her head, yes, down the platform, and then the pit dropped out of her stomach, her breath short. The girl wasn't alone, but holding hands with another woman, her love. There would be no chance. She could hardly make an approach now. Nothing to be done. The train arrived and swept up the couple, leaving her to grieve for the missed opportunity, but gratitude she now knew what she must do, what she had to do. And crossing to platform 3, she left in the opposite direction. We'll be right back.
There is hope, after all. What a lovely couple of tracks. You heard Once Bitten, Twice Shy by Braver Than Fiction. Then I followed that with Runaway by The Bleeding Obvious. Amazing. Now I'm going to play out with Not a Bird by The Mother of Crows. See you next week. Keep it diverse. We can change the world. And defeat the evil orange thing. Take care. See you next week. Keep it diverse.
See you next week, and remember, keep it diverse.